Good to be here. Good to be back. A little introduced this morning, and let me just take an opportunity to say that, yes, I am Steve Dallas from the land of the morning calm, and we've come back to stay, and we'll be here for a while. And before I actually start the message, let's pray, and then I'll talk a little bit about what our plans are, and then I'll bring a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, we're here because of that, and only because you loved us first. Lord, I pray that as we hear, listen, meditate, and contemplate those things that will come out of your word this morning, I pray we take them to heart. They become part of our lives. Not be something that would just be a pleasant sound to our ears, but something we would actually live out for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we've been gone about 4 years. Let me tell you what we've been doing. We've been teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd like to say as best we can, but the song this morning, I think, was a little bit appropriate. Huh? Oh, I think we could have done a little bit more. Huh? But for what we've done, I give glory for. And what the Lord Jesus has done, I give him glory for. And he's done a good deal, and he's done a great deal. And a lot of it, I don't see the results of where I am, because I have only people for a short period of time. About 2 months, I have them every day for 8 hours a day. And for those 8 hours, they're mine. But then after that, they go everywhere. They go all over the world. But I'll say this, just recently I came into the training institute and said, I want to talk to Mr. Steve Dallas. And I said, well, that's me. And he says, there's someone in the United States from Korea that wants me, who sent me back to Korea to talk to you. I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm sorry, you know, I'm already ready to apologize. I got some money here, you know, I owe him anything. He says, no. He says, he'd been in the Bible study there at Hyundai with us, and when he had gone back to the United States, someone had talked with him and led him to the Lord, and he just wanted to send that news back to me and say, thank you. So, it's times like those when you go, oh man, it's... What I do is not based on the fruit I see, but it's awful good to see that.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles this morning to Proverbs chapter 16. I want to talk about a lesson that I learned. I'm still this morning, and I will probably be sorting out for some time based on my experiences in the Republic of Korea. We've come back for one reason, several reasons, several. But primarily, we've come back to be with the brethren.
Amen.
We've come back to worship with the people. And we've come back for a revival, a recharging, and a spiritual experience that we feel that we were in need of. We were in a little place called Mabuni, which is way back in the middle of nowhere. I did work for a Hyundai Corporation. Sounds like a big corporation. It's one of the largest in Korea. But the development institute that we worked at was far separated from any large city, and we lived out in that small valley. So the amount of contact that we've had with Christians has been very limited. About a two-hour drive into church on Sunday morning, and that was about it. And that's dry. And I said, what's going on? What's going on Sunday night? Let's get with the brethren. Well, those are the brethren getting ready to walk out the door right now. And she's a good brother. I praise God for her, you know. There was times when I was going, boy, sweetie, I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to make it this next week. My Bible study sounded awful flat last week. She said, that's all right, Steve. That's all right. She was able to lift me up in the Lord, and she's done that more than once or twice, so I thank the Lord for her. But it says here in Proverbs chapter 16, that the preparations of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I got 4 stars in my Bible next to that verse. I don't know if that means anything special. Kind of system I have, I kind of put a check mark or something next to verses when it means something special to me. When I saw that one, I said, this one's worth 4 stars.
Amen.
Huh? I don't have any with 5 stars, I don't think. That may be close to the top of the list. Preparations of the heart in man, in us. And the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. You know, this week, what have we been talking about? Oh, go tell, go speak. Let's use this member of our body to the glory of the Lord. You know, a lot of times I had trouble with that. I'd get into a Bible study, or I'd get with some people who needed to hear the gospel. I had trouble with this member. And I'd get alone with God sometimes. I'd say, God, why am I having this trouble? Trouble's not in the book.
Amen.
trouble's not in the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, I know it ain't you. Lord Jesus done his part, I'm sure. Where's the problem? And for some reason, it just seemed to take a while before God actually began to open my eyes, or actually before I began to open my eyes in agreement with God that the problem wasn't in the book, and it wasn't with God, and it wasn't out there somewhere, that the problem that I found was within. Preparation of the heart. How important is the preparation of the heart? Seems to me it comes before the operation of the tongue.
That's right. Amen.
You ever try to preach or tell someone about Jesus Christ, about the love of God, when you had hate in your heart? I did. You ever try to tell someone about Jesus Christ when they were longing for something to believe in, but your heart was just not right, and your words sounded empty, even to yourself? Oh, the preparation of the heart is from the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when God showed that particular verse to me, I said, you know, I thank you for the verse. Now, what am I going to do with it? Okay, God, I'm going to get my heart ready. It took me another long period of time to actually understand the rest of the verse. It's not just the heart. It says, if I understand correctly, that the preparation of the heart is from the Lord. That comes from him too, doesn't it? Huh? Often, I found myself in my own wisdom. I figured, well, here I am in Korea. I've been a pastor for a number of years here. I've studied the Bible certainly longer than most of these guys. I can do it. I can convince these guys. I can show these guys that Buddhism is not the right way to go. I can really convince these gainsayers, these scorners, these agnostics, that what they're doing is not right. I can do that. But I don't think I can. I really don't think I can. That's God's business, isn't it? I wonder, how much have I limited the Holy One of Israel? Because Steve Delwith was trying to win souls instead of allowing God to do his work within the hearts of men. I'm still sorting this lesson out. I think I finally got all the words in here. Answer the tongue, the heart being prepared so the tongue will be ready. God himself being the one who prepare my heart and give me the answer. I think I'm getting close to understanding what God is trying to tell me. Getting close. Maybe. If you say, well, right then, the preparations of the heart, let's be a little bit more specific. In what way? Preparations of the heart. Well, verse 2 is a good start. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit.
Amen.
Usually we look and say, these sinners, all those adulterers, all those murderers, all those killers, they think they're right. All those guys that don't go to church, they think they're right. Those guys that don't give their money to God, don't give themselves to God, don't preach about God, they think they're right. But me, Huh? Oh, I caught myself a few times going, I'm right. I'm convinced. I was wrong as rain. Steve, what are you doing? And my heart said, you're right. And I'd open up God's book and I'd say, you're wrong. But isn't it strange that my heart would say, still, after reading God's word, it would still say, you're right. Do it anyway. Continue. Somehow I always kind of apply these verses to somebody else. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Why do we take these kind of verses and we never seem to apply them to ourselves? We always seem to apply them all in Roman Catholics, them Pentecostals. Oh, those Mormons. Oh, those Buddhists. They need that verse. They should be here listening to this preaching. They need, I don't underline that verse. Next time I go talk to any brother, well, I'll tell him about this one. I think I'll underline that verse and study it my quiet time, huh? Oh, it is underlined. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. I found that to be true with myself. Hopefully, in these days, that my eyes will be open and that I will see that my ways may be right and they may be wrong. They need to be in tune with what the Master says.
Amen.
Huh? Well, I think I got another verse here that talks a little bit about the heart of man and being prepared by the heart of God. Look at chapter 20 and verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? And maybe you don't have a problem with that verse. I got some writing on the side of my Bible besides that one too, huh? Recent writing, huh? In Hindi, My job was a good job. In fact, we built one of the finest English language training institutes in all of Southeastern Asia. Me and two other men. It was one of the best. We could do what no other men could do. What no other program could do, we could do. And it wasn't until several years later that I began to hear these types of words. No one could do what I could do. Suddenly begin to slip over into a different arena of life. Into that area of my life that dealt with morality, that dealt with being spiritual. There was that constant pressure. Oh, Steve, you're a good man. Well, yeah, I guess so, huh? Oh, but a faithful man! Who can find? Where's that faithful man that will stand up and say, no, you've misjudged, you may think what I do is right, you may like what I do, you may think it's sincere, you may think it's religious, you may think it's exactly what should be done, but it doesn't have anything to do with my goodness.
Amen.
If you think that what I'm talking about is moving into a position where you can stand up and say, I've made it, you've misunderstood everything I've said. You see, the Buddhists believe that you need to purify yourself. Goodness, you're good enough. You'll make it. They said, Steve, you're good enough. No, I'm not. But he is.
Amen.
Oh, faithful witness. Where's that faithful man? Where's a faithful man whose heart has been prepared by God that has a quick answer to the question that it's not what you can do, but what Jesus Christ can do?
Amen.
Where's that faithful man? Woman. Can we find him in here? I would like to say, oh, a faithful witness, who can find? I can find one. I know where a faithful witness is. I'll take you to some people who are faithful in their witness. I'd like to be able to say, I know where that place is. I'd like to be able to say, oh, right down there on 602 Oak Knoll. A faithful man, faithful woman, who can find? I can. Come with me. I'll show you some. I'd like to be able to say that. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, then prepare your heart. Let God prepare your heart. You're no good. But God is.
Amen.
The goodness that's done good, save one, that is God.
Amen.
And yes, we receive of his goodness. There's the faithfulness, the fact that without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing, but with him, we can do all things. How about something else in the heart being prepared? Look at chapter 14, verse 12. That's a Korean expression, by the way. You'll hear that for a while. It'll take me a while to get rid of that, but a couple other expressions you'll probably hear. Yeah. Verse 12, there's a man. Oh, there's a way, I'm sorry. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Everybody goes, amen. And again, what comes to your mind? Man, Roman Catholic, boy, I tell you, they need to read this verse. I'm beeping myself. I can't believe it. Doesn't that verse still apply to me?
Yes.
Can it still apply to me?
Yes.
I mean, if I put myself in a position where I don't tell people about Jesus Christ, if I don't, what will be the consequence? Oh, not my death. Might be somebody else. Isn't it still death? Oh, I don't have to tell. I don't have to speak. That's his job. Oh, here's another missionary. That's his job. Here's a guy who wants to go to church. That's his job. Let him go. Let them go. Let him go. But I'll do something a little different. I'll try a different way. My way is different. My way isn't telling people about Jesus Christ. This way. I have a different way. Be careful.
Amen.
The end of that way may be death. Maybe not your own. Maybe somebody else who could have heard the gospel, trusted in Christ as Savior, but they never knew. I just came from a country where there's millions upon millions of people crammed together. The most populated country in the world in terms of density. There's people everywhere. You're always in a crowd. Always. I mean, I've been in subways. It was a life-threatening situation. Daily occurrence. Daily. When you get on a bus, you're going to join about 500 other people, you know? Welcome! There are people over on each side of the door, special, trained men. When the people try to get in, one man reaches around, grabs the side, and goes, I'm not kidding. I've been in the back of the bus, but it was my bus stop. I'm going,
car in the world am I going to get off this bus? Where is it? I'm taking this bus to the end of the line. I have no idea where I'm going.
A lot of people there. I bet there's a lot right here in San Antonio, huh? They may not all be crammed onto a bus. They may not all be crammed into a subway. This city's full. Yeah, I know. Well, how about another way? I think we'd probably find one more, so. How about verse 23? I'm sorry, chapter 23 and verse 4. Learning not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. I made a lot of money in Korea. I could make more. Took a lot of labor, too. There's times I was working or traveling 80 hours a week. That just didn't work. That don't leave a lot of time for the family, Brent.
Right.
You know how much time that leaves for the gospel? I'm getting old. Young Mark, huh? Young man. You could probably work 80 hours a week, put in a 20 more with a family, another 30 or 40 witnessing. Huh? Young men, they could do that stuff. Hello. Those are old men. And after 80 hours, I'm finished. I said, now you want me to learn the Korean language? I can't speak English anymore. The pressure's there. When I said I was leaving, Steve, don't leave. We'll get you more money. I know. What are you going to do? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Labor not to be rich. Thank you. Sorry, guys. I'm going home. Things that I need. I need to sit with some saints. Saints.
Amen.
I need to sit with some people who love God. I need to sit with some people who are willing to hug each other and talk about the Lord Jesus. They're willing to sit on the porch at night with a big glass of tea and put an open Bible in their lap. Say, you been reading anything? What have you read? What have you read lately? Huh? Labor not to be rich. He's talking about money. He ain't talking about spiritual riches, I guarantee you. Cease from thine own understanding. About 4 months ago, I made a decision. I was contemplating other jobs, moving into a higher position, better place. Suddenly it occurred to me, that wonderful woman brought to my attention some principles. I said, yeah, you're right. Time to get out. It's time to get out now. So I gave him notice. I'm out as fast as I could. I quit work on the last semester. Stopped on Friday, got on the airplane on Saturday. It still wasn't fast enough. I should have caught an afternoon flight. It's good to be home. I'm glad I'm here. And I hope that the lessons that God has taught me will not suddenly fail in terms of their impression on me. The preparations of the heart in man. Oh, that's in me, huh? That's my part, huh? And the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I'd ask that you pray for me. You know, we say people are spiritually strong or spiritually weak. I'm not real sure what that means. I guess when you get out by yourself and all of a sudden you have to provide all of your own definitions, some things aren't quite so sure anymore. You know, where did I get those definitions? There's a lot of things I'm not sure of in terms of those types of definitions now. I do know this. When I left Korea, it was in the nick of time. It was in the nick of time. God's work continues there. I praise God that the man who will replace me is a Christian.
Amen.
That God's interested in the work. He's also interested in me. So I request your prayer for me and my family that we would continue to follow the Lord and get strong. People ask me, Steve, how long are you going to be back? I'll tell you the same thing I told those Koreans. I have no plans to leave and no plans to stay. I have no plans to leave, but I don't have any plans to stay. I hope that my heart is still tender and will be tender enough that I will be used of God to go again. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.